Hey, this is JP Nerbert, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 67, Name It to Tame It. And today's tool comes from the book, The Whole Brain Child by Daniel Siegel, and it can be done as a journaling or discussion activity, and it's to train mental toughness and develop emotional intelligence. Now, last Tuesday, I discussed the importance of recognizing and helping our athletes to recognize as well who and what pushes their buttons. And I think one of the coolest and most powerful things about us being intentional and directing our attention and training emotional intelligence is that it literally changes the physical architecture and makeup of the brain. Literally, areas of the brain grow larger as you use them, almost as if you were training a muscle. Now, often we label emotions that we have or others have as good or bad. And there's two problems with labeling emotions as good or bad. First is that good or bad is too vague. Self-awareness comes about when we can use stronger descriptions like disappointed, I'm frustrated, I'm nervous, I'm excited, right? We need to help athletes to become aware of their emotions in a way that's deeper than just good or bad. Secondly, by labeling emotions as bad, we can make people feel guilty for feeling bad, and we don't want that. So this activity is going to seem really, really simple, almost childishly simple, but the research behind it is actually fascinating. See, researchers found that if you just showed a photograph of a person with like an angry face, it would trigger the viewer's amygdala. Now, the amygdala is the reptilian part of the brain. It's the emotional response part that helps us survive when we sense threats or danger. Now, what these research found out that applies to this activity is this. When the viewer just labeled the emotion the person in the picture was experiencing, when they just labeled that emotion, the amygdala became less active. Essentially, the upper part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, gets to work at processing this emotion and letting the analytical part of the brain manage that response. As Daniel Siegel calls this, he calls this naming it to taming it, all right? Name it to tame it. So after a hard loss or really emotional practice or workout, get your players to sit down and write out all the specific emotions they are feeling. Even in heated moments of frustration and anxiety, we can do this verbally by just asking some really purposeful questions. What are you feeling right now? And then prompting them to be specific and to explain why they are feeling that way. Doing this activity is just a really powerful way to connect in the heat of the moment, but also to help the athlete to connect with their emotions afterwards. I think it's going to really help with us as coaches when we became angry as well, and to keep a situation from escalating between us and a player. This simple way helps us to not only become aware of our emotions, but to manage our behaviors and our experiences. And I think it's going to really actually help us to let the harder emotions pass after those tough losses, after those moments of conflict and confrontation. So, all right, that's it for today. If you enjoyed today, please be sure to share it. I'll be having a few other journaling and discussion activities that train mental toughness and emotional intelligence over the next few Tuesdays as well. So stay tuned.